The following program is a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
Greetings, salutations, and welcome to episode 737 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, for the weekend of Friday, October 17th through Sunday, October 19th, the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time in the Universal Church. This program originates on Fridays at noon on Catholic Radio, encores Sunday afternoons at 4, but you can hear it before it airs on Catholic Radio by going to AmarilloDiocese.org or WestTexasCatholic.org and listening to it before it airs. This is our 493rd broadcast at our still relatively new-looking digs here in southwest Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and I host the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, powered by Kappen and brought to you by the Diocese of Amarillo. We've got so much stuff going on in the Diocese of Amarillo that this week is a news and tunes edition. Well, not so much tunes. That's just the way we used to call it when we were in a different iteration around here. But we'll get you caught up with all kinds of diocesan news, and we'll spend quite a bit of time in prayer starting now. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer for religious liberty, something we should never take for granted and always look to strengthen in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. My dime's worth of opinions, which are not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, the Diocesan Office of Communications, or Catholic Radio here in the Texas Panhandle. Well, we're getting some rains here and there, and we're making some progress in the harvest throughout the Diocese of Amarillo. Again, if you see those slow-moving vehicles on your highways and byways, give them some extra room so they can get from field to field as they continue to bring in the harvest, and may their yields be outstanding and their best yet until next year. And if we get a little bit of rain, we get a little bit of rain. His will be done. We just pray for great field work and the opportunity to bring in a great harvest for our farmers and ranchers. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the disturbed, the discerning. Pray for our three seminarians, Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, and Benjamin Sego. Please continue to pray for the 8 men and their families who are discerning a vocation to the permanent diaconate, and we pray as they continue to discern toward their ordination mass set for Saturday, December 6th at 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. We pray that they will continue to discern this vocation, and they will embrace this vocation to be their absolute very, very best to serve us and, more importantly, God. And we will pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life in our final segment of this week's program. To our healthcare workers and first responders, we say thank you for all that you do for us. Your efforts do not go unappreciated on this particular radio program. And there's lots of fundraisers going on throughout the Diocese of Amarillo. Please go support as many of those as you can. They're putting a lot of work in to make sure that they can raise some sufficient funds to continue operations for the next year or so. So please support as many of those fundraisers as you can throughout the course of these next couple of weeks. There are many that are happening, and we encourage you to please support them, and we thank you for your support of those entities in advance. Here's one, for example, that we will start with. Tickets for a raffle to benefit the 2026 Diocesan Catholic Youth Conference, the DCYC, and World Youth Day 2027 delegation representing the Diocese of Amarillo are still being sold. Those tickets are $10 each. The drawing will take place 6 p.m. Wednesday, December 10th, according to Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman. The top prize in the drawing, 4 tickets to the Los Angeles Chargers-Dallas Cowboys game on Sunday, December 21st at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Second prize, an Apple iPad Air, and third prize is a 50 65-inch television. Fourth prize is an Apple smartwatch. Fifth prize, a 1-cup Keurig coffee maker. And sixth prize is an Echo Dot. Tickets for the drawing can be purchased online at covenantteen.com/annual-raffle by using a credit card or Venmo. Tickets can also be purchased in the Diocesan Youth Office at the Diocesan Pastoral Center, 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue, during regular business hours. Now, let's talk about World Youth Day. If you're interested in attending World Youth Day 2027 in Seoul and would like to begin raising funds for this pilgrimage, you're asked to contact the Diocesan Youth Office and, in particular, Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman. He reminds you you do need to pre-register for World Youth Day at amarillodiocese.org/registration-process. For those graduating in 2027, think of it this way. It'd be a great senior trip, wouldn't it? Now, he's encouraging everyone to pre-register now and start fundraising. And if you'd like to know more about World Youth Day 2027 or about the DCYC 2026 coming up in late April at the Amarillo Civic Center or the Youth Office in general, please get in touch with Oscar Guzman. His telephone number, 806-383-2243, extension 118. Bishop Patrick J. Zurich, the principal celebrant and homilist at the 14th Red Mass on Tuesday, October 21st at 6:30 p.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington here in Amarillo. Following Mass, Carlos Cardenas of El Paso will be the keynote speaker. A reception with heavy hors d'oeuvres and cocktails follows in the Monsignor Francis A. Smyer reception room. Judges, lawyers, public officials, law faculty members, and the community are invited to both the Mass and the reception. Since being licensed in Texas as an attorney on May 26, 1980, Carlos Cardenas has focused his practice of law on representing clients in personal injury, employment and commercial litigation, and in contested case hearings before the State Office of Administrative Hearings in Austin. He obtained his undergraduate degree from Georgetown University in 1977 and his JD from the University of Texas Law School in 1980. And a couple of weeks ago, we had Carlos Cardenas on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, and on this program, and we asked him, so why the vocation to becoming a lawyer? What was the inspiration to being a person that was practicing the art of law? And this was the answer that he gave us back then.
I know some people may find this odd or perhaps even amusing, but, and maybe many of your listeners won't even know who I'm talking about, but when I was a very young man in my life, in elementary school, there was a television show. It's called Perry Mason. And Perry Mason was a very good lawyer. And he was always getting the witness that was on the witness stand in front of the jury to admit to things that you never think they would. So I said to myself, I want to be that lawyer. I want to be that person. I think I was in second grade when I remember seeing those episodes and wanting to be a Perry Mason.
The original Red Mass was celebrated in Paris back in 1245 at the Sainte-Chapelle, but the tradition of an annual Red Mass, well, that started taking place in 1310 in England, according to Audie Scumbato, a Hereford attorney and chairman of the Amarillo Area Red Mass Committee. The Mass is open to anyone and everyone with a concern for justice, whether they are legal professionals or not. Recommended dress is judicial robes or business attire with red accents, and any member of the judiciary wishing to participate in the opening procession should be present at 6:20 p.m. And if you need to know more about the 14th Red Mass being celebrated in the Diocese of Amarillo, get in touch with Audie Scumbato, 806-364-2626. That's 806-364-2626. Speaking of the Red Mass, singers of all backgrounds from all parishes in the Diocese of Amarillo are invited to help lead the assembly in song at not just that celebration, but three other diocesan celebrations at St. Mary's Cathedral in the next several months, according to Dr. Greg Onofrio, who is the Director of Music and Liturgy at St. Mary's Cathedral. In addition to the Red Mass on Tuesday, October 21st, well, Dr. Greg is looking for singers of all backgrounds for the ordination mass for 8 new permanent deacons on Saturday, December 6th, for rite of election on Sunday, February 22nd, and the annual chrism mass on Tuesday, March 31st. To learn more about participation in the Diocesan Choir, get in touch with Dr. Onofrio, 806-376-7204, extension 3003. A Women's Acts Adoration Community Theology and Service Retreat coming up Thursday, October 23rd to Sunday, October 26th at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. Registration forms available at parish offices or through the Acts Community website, actsamarillo.org. That's actsamarillo.org. And if you need to know more about Acts in the Diocese of Amarillo, get in touch with Jimmy Hund, 806-344-4842. Also, this next weekend, the Disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ Mailing Project is coming up Thursday, October 23rd through Sunday, October 26th at the Columbus Home Association, also known as Knights of Columbus Council, 4621 Hall at 5818 Southwestern, or if you want to get particular, the intersection of Hillside and Western. For additional details about the mailing project or to volunteer your services, get in touch with Sister Juana Teresa Chung, 806-679-7855, 806-679-7855. The third annual Holy Cross Catholic Academy Golf Tournament, which was scheduled Thursday, October 23rd, has been canceled for this year. School officials say the tournament will be back next year. To God Be the Glory is the theme of a mini bilingual conference coming up Saturday, October 25th, 9 a.m. at Our Lady of Guadalupe Church here in Amarillo at 1210 Southeast 11th. English presenters are Diocesan, or I should say Disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, Sister Stella Maurice and Charles Eben Johns. Spanish presenters are Tomas Najera and Disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, Sister Mariana Munoz. Now, there's no charge for the mini conference, which is open to all adults 18 years and older. Lunch will be provided by Our Lady of Guadalupe Church. If you're planning to go to the conference and have lunch, they need you to RSVP by Wednesday, October 22nd, please. Parking will be available behind the Our Lady of Guadalupe School building. Now, you can learn more about the mini conference by contacting Disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, Sister Teresa Socia, 806-220-5661, or Tomas Najera at 806-290-5291. Six courses on the moral life will be offered in the next several weeks, according to School Sister of Notre Dame, Sister Maria Elena Farrar, Diocesan Coordinator of Faith Formation. The moral life, part of a series of courses in the Faith Formation Basic Course. These courses are being offered from 9 a.m. to noon in both English and in Spanish. And the schedule for the courses on the moral life are Saturday, October 25th in the North Deanery at St. Peter and Paul Church at 915 South Maddox and Dumas. Sister Maria Elena will offer the course in English. Fatima Zanetti, the Director of Religious Education at St. Hyacinth Church Amarillo, will present the course in Spanish. Saturday, November 8th for the East Deanery in the PAC at St. Vincent de Paul Church at 810 West 23rd Avenue in Pampa. Once again, Sister Maria Elena will teach the English course. Fatima Zanetti will be the Spanish instructor. And on Saturday, November 15th for the Central Deanery in the Conference Center at the Diocesan Pastoral Center at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue here in Amarillo. Franciscan Sister Mary Immaculate Sister Valentine Curry will facilitate the English portion of the course, and Sister Maria Elena will lead the Spanish section. There's no charge to attend this course. All catechists in the Diocese of Amarillo are expected to attend one of these courses. And Sister Maria Elena asks that all participants bring a Bible, a pen, and a pad, and choose a date convenient for them, and she's hoping every catechist takes advantage of this ongoing faith formation opportunity. A certificate of attendance will be issued. If you need to know more, get in touch with Sister Maria Elena, 806-383-2243, extension 113 at the Diocesan Pastoral Center, or get with your local parish DRE. One other event we want to talk about on Saturday, October 25th in this segment, the Diocesan Youth Office offering a No Love Serve thematic retreat Saturday, October 25th. That starts at 9:30 a.m. in the Parish Hall at Immaculate Conception Church in Perryton at 1000 Southwest 15th Avenue. The retreat, which is for students in grades 7 through 12, being offered to all youth throughout the Diocese of Amarillo, according to Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman. Cost of the retreat, $45 per person. You can find out more about the retreat by contacting Guzman at the Diocesan Pastoral Center, 806-383-2243. Century Extension 118. You can also find out more about this No Love Serve thematic retreat at amarillodiocese.org/no-love-serve-retreat. The No Love Serve thematic retreat presented by Covenantine and supported by the United Catholic Appeal. And we have much more in the way of diocesan news to share with you throughout the program. But first, if you would assume an attitude of prayer, we never, ever stop praying for rain on this program. So if you'll please join me in an attitude of prayer, let us pray for much needed rain for all of us here in this parched portion of Christ's vineyard. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Blessed Virgin Mary, you who conceived the eternal Son of God and knit his human body in your womb, you who gave birth to the God-man, Jesus Christ, nursed him at your breast, nurtured his early life, and accompanied him in his ministry, hear our prayer. As the loving Father and his merciful Son shower the Holy Spirit upon the followers of your holy child and give us a share in their divine life, intercede for us, your children, so that the Lord would shower an abundance of rain on our dry land to sustain the life of nature. Send us gentle rain without harmful storms, dangerous hail, or destructive winds. As the dry land reaches up to embrace the drops of rain and pull them into itself, let us embrace the Lord's gift of the Holy Spirit, invite him into our lives so that we may be transformed and enjoy life in abundance. O Blessed Mother, intercede for us, since you are the mother of him who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns eternally. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
This is the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for our friends who have fallen away from their Catholic faith. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal and merciful Father, I give you thanks for the gift of your divine Son, Jesus Christ, who offered his life on the cross for all mankind. I thank you also for the gift of the Catholic faith in which I share. Help me to grow in faithfulness to you by prayer, by works of charity and penance, and by regular participation in the sacraments of penance and the Holy Eucharist. You gave St. Monica a spirit of selfless love, manifested in her constant prayer for the conversion of her son Augustine. Inspired by boundless confidence in your power to move hearts and by the success of her prayer, I ask for the grace to initiate her constancy in my prayer for those who have fallen away from their Catholic faith. In your mercy and kindness, O Lord, grant that they may be open to the promptings of your Holy Spirit to return to your love and mercy in the communion of your church. Grant also that my prayer be ever hopeful and that my witness be ever joyful. And grant me, O Lord, the grace never to judge the motives of another person, for you alone can read what is in our hearts. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. One of the best Catholic organizations in the Diocese of Amarillo are the great men who make up the Knights of Columbus. The Knights of Columbus were founded in 1882 on the principles of charity, unity, and fraternity. Men from all over the world, young and old, worked together to support local parishes and communities, growing in their Catholic faith and putting it into practice. If we were to list all the many things that the Knights of Columbus do and have done here in the Diocese of Amarillo, we'd be here for quite a while. As a member, you get exclusive access to their top quality portfolio of insurance and retirement products, backed by ethical and faith-first business practices that can help secure your family's future and give you peace of mind. If you're interested in helping those in need, serving your local parish, growing in your faith with the support of Catholic brothers, or having access to top-rated insurance protection for your family, then the Knights of Columbus is the organization for you. You can find out more about the Knights of Columbus in the Diocese of Amarillo by contacting any parish and asking for information about the Knights of Columbus Grand Knight, men who make a difference every day. The Knights of Columbus in the Diocese of Amarillo. If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for Pope Leo XIV. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the heart of our new shepherd. Grant him wisdom to guide your flock, courage to uphold your truth, and modesty to serve with love and understanding. Holy Spirit, inspire him to be a beacon of hope, a shepherd of peace, and a faithful servant of your church. O Heavenly Father, source of eternal light, grant our new spiritual leader unwavering faith to stand firm amid challenges, boundless compassion to embrace the seeking and the lost, and a servant's heart to embody humility and grace. Bless him as he leads us into the future, maturing our Catholic faith to grow ever stronger in unity, compassion, and steadfast devotion. Through his leadership, may your light shine brightly in the world. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Segment 2 of episode 737. Sounds like we're flying this week. It's the West Texas Catholic, the audio version on this 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications, and we thank you for supporting Catholic Radio here in the Diocese of Amarillo. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for the United States of America. We can never pray too much for our great country. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. O most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Mercy, at this most critical time, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. Most Holy Mother, we beg you to reclaim this land for the glory of your Son. Overwhelmed with the burden of the sins of our nation, we cry to you from the depths of our hearts and seek refuge in your motherly protection. Look down with mercy upon us and touch the hearts of our people. Open our minds to the great worth of human life and to the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Free us from the falsehoods that lead to the evil of abortion and threaten the sanctity of family life. Grant our country the wisdom to proclaim that God's law is the foundation on which this great nation was founded, and that He alone is the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. O merciful Mother, give us the courage to reject the culture of death and the strength to build a new culture of life. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Do want to remind you once again that we've brought back the website westtexascatholic.org. And when you visit westtexascatholic.org, you scroll down to the left and you'll find a link for the latest edition of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper. The latest issue is dated October 18th. It was sent out as a flock note this past Monday, and hard copies are available at parishes on a first-come, first-served basis this weekend. Or if you can't find one at your parish and you want to get your hands dirty reading a newspaper, we have a limited number of copies available at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo, during regular business hours, or at the Diocesan Pastoral Center at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue here in Amarillo during regular business hours as well. Now, when you continue navigating on westtexascatholic.org, once you go to the newspaper link, go to the right of that. You're going to find a link to archived editions of newspapers going back to August 2009. To the right of that, you'll find a link to this program where you can hear the latest show before it airs, which is usually posted on Wednesday or Thursday, and we do send out a Facebook post in regards to that, so make sure you subscribe to our Facebook page as well. Above that is the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, brought to you by Cap'n and powered by the Diocese of Amarillo, and under all of those links, you're going to find a place to sign up for Flock Notes so that you can keep up with the latest from the Diocese of Amarillo. Please bookmark our site, westtexascatholic.org, and our Diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org. And also don't forget to visit amarillovocations.org and bookmark that site. And we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. Let's get you going with more in the way of diocesan news. The Marriage, Life, and Family Group at St. Vincent de Paul Church in Pampa are hosting a marriage retreat for the East Deanery on Saturday, October 25th, 1 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. in the Parish Activity Center at 810 West 23rd Avenue in Pampa. This retreat, which is being offered in both English and Espanol, is for all couples married in the Catholic Church. Now, Amy Foster is a member of the Marriage, Life, and Family Group at St. Vincent de Paul Church, and she puts it this way, quote, "While we are focusing on those in the East Deanery, this retreat is open for Catholic couples in the Diocese of Amarillo. Please join us to learn about our vocation. marriage. No child care will be offered. Cost of the retreat is a goodwill offering. And if you need to know more, maybe you'd like to get signed up, and we encourage you to please do so. Get in touch with Amy Foster. Her telephone number is 806-664-1979. 806-664-1979 is her telephone number. Let's move over to Clarendon, where St. Mary's Church is hosting an enchilada dinner Sunday, October 26th, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's in the Parish Hall at 815 South Montgomery. Adult plates are $15 apiece. Children ages 6 to 12 serve for $7 apiece. And children under 5 eat free, according to Parish spokesperson Jacob Fangman. The meal is all you can eat and will be dine-in and carry-out. Now, the parish is also selling enchiladas from the freezer. A plate of 3 enchiladas are for $4, or a family pan of enchiladas for $15. A dozen hot pork or spinach or pork tamales will also be on sale for $15. All proceeds from the day will go toward the building fund for the parish, and if you need to know more about the dinner, please call the parish office at St. Mary's Church in Clarendon, 806-874-3910. St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo offering a four-week Honoring Your Grief series Tuesday evenings beginning October 28th through November 18th from 6 until 7:30. The course, which is open to anyone who has experienced a death prior to this past August, will be offered in Classroom 3. Facilitators for the course are Davlin Dusterhaus and Angela Keller. Need to know more? Angela Keller can be reached at 830-998-4076. 830-998-4076. Couples in the Diocese of Amarillo planning to get married within the next 3 to 6 months? Well, you're encouraged to attend the final Engaged Encounter Retreat of the Year on Saturday, November 1st and Sunday, November 2nd at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. For additional details about the Engaged Encounter weekend or to get signed up, please contact the Diocesan Family Life Office, 806-414-1059, 806-414-1059. The Corte Guadalupana Society at Our Lady of Guadalupe Church hosting Christmas in November on Sunday, November 2nd in the Parish Family Center at 1210 Southeast 11th Street here in Amarillo. Mexican food, baked goods, arts and crafts, and religious items will all be sold starting at 9 a.m. And the Guadalupanas will also be serving a menudo and gordita plate. The parish gift shop will also be open during the fundraiser. If you need to know more about Christmas in November at Our Lady of Guadalupe Church on Sunday, November 2nd, get in touch with Gloria Betancourt. Her telephone number, 806-584-3947. Also, a quick reminder, and we'll push this a little bit further next weekend and maybe the weekend after that. Daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. on Sunday, November 2nd. So before you go to bed Saturday night, or when you get home from your favorite establishment, party, whatever, on Saturday night, Sunday morning, please set your clock back an hour. Yes, you're going to get an extra hour of sleep if you time it just right, and you'll get that hour of sleep that you lost back in March. We'll go back to daylight saving time on Sunday, March the 8th. So remember, daylight saving time comes to an end on Sunday morning, November 2nd at 2 o'clock. That's when you set the clocks back officially 1 hour and get that extra hour of sleep, which means we're going to have kind of quasi earlier sunrises for a little bit, but we're going to start having some very early sunsets here for quite a while. So do keep that in mind, please. There's a lot of things going on Sunday, November 2nd in the Diocese of Amarillo. Moving on to Bovina, the annual St. Anne's Turkey Dinner on Sunday, November 2nd, 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Parish Hall at 401 3rd Street. Turkey and dressing with all the trimmings will be served to adults for a $15 donation, a $6 donation for kids under 6. Takeout plates available at no additional charge. Need to know more? Please call St. Anne's Church in Bovina, 806-251-1511. The Lady Group at Immaculate Conception Church in Dimmitt serving its 21st annual Thanksgiving dinner on Sunday, November 2nd, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in the Parish Hall at 1001 West Halsell in Dimmitt. A donation of $15 per plate suggested. The meal includes turkey and dressing with all the trimmings. For more information, please call the parish office in Dimmitt, 806-647-4219. Ask for the lovely Rosa, or Guia Barrios at 806-240-4594. Immaculate Conception Church invites everyone to join them in Vega for their 19th annual German sausage dinner, Sunday, November 2nd, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the parish hall. That's behind the church at the intersection intersection of I-40 and Highway 385. Once again this year, the dinner featuring homemade sauerkraut from the folks at St. Mary's Church in Umberger a week before their celebration, and a country store with baked goods and crafts. Cost of the dinner is by donation. Please be generous, okay? There's also going to be a raffle with four prizes. Tickets for the drawing are $20 each, or six for $100. Tickets can be purchased from any parishioner at Immaculate Conception Church in Vega. First prize is $1,000 toward the gun of your choice. Second prize, a custom belt and buckle from Rafter R Leather and Payne's Boots and Spurs. Third prize is an air impact wrench and socket set. And fourth prize is a 730 collectible tractor with grain drill. The winning tickets will be drawn during the dinner. Winners need not be present. All funds raised from the dinner will benefit the Parish Hall Building Fund and Immaculate Conception Church in Vega. And they've got some other fundraisers coming up that we'll tell you about as we draw closer. For additional information about the dinner or the raffle, get in touch with Paige Robin, 806-346-6645. 806-346-6645. We're still looking for sponsors, and we're still looking for runners and walkers for the 14th Annual Knights of Columbus Freedom 5K Run and Walk, set for Saturday, November 8th, 10 a.m. at Thompson Park Pavilion 17. For additional information or to sponsor this fundraiser, sponsored by Knights of Columbus Council 4621, get in touch with Tim Gallegos, 806-683-3272, 806-683-3272. Blessed Sacrament Church here in Amarillo hosting Fiesta Night Mexicana. It's a fundraiser for the parish. That's all. Also on Saturday, November 8th, 6:30 to 1 p.m. or 1 a.m. in Bishop Zurich Hall at 2500 South Bolton till 1 p.m. That's a long celebration. It's 6:30 to 1 a.m., folks. Tickets for the evening are a suggested $35 per person. There'll be tacos, desserts, botanas, and beverages served. Music will be provided by DJ Chaparro and the Karen in Javier Show. There'll also be a number of raffles, and a door prize or two will be awarded as well. If you need to know more about Fiesta Night Mexicana, please call Blessed Sacrament Church during regular business hours, 806-374-1132. The 4th Annual Thanksgiving Dinner at St. Lawrence Church here in Amarillo for the weekend of Saturday, November 8th and Sunday, November 9th in the Parish Hall at 2300 North Spring here in Amarillo. All plates $17 each. Serving times 5 to 8 p.m. November 8th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. November 9th. The meal featuring turkey or ham with stuffing, all the traditional sides, a beverage, and pumpkin or pecan pie. In conjunction with the Thanksgiving dinner, the parish is also conducting a drawing. Tickets are $5 each. First prize, $1,000 cash. Second prize, a Thanksgiving basket. Third prize, a Prince's House skillet. Proceeds from the dinner will go toward paying off the cost of remodeling projects at St. Lawrence Church. Need to know more about the dinner? Please call the parish office at St. Lawrence Church, 806-383-2261. And that brings us to our bottom of the hour break. We will pray to St. Michael the Archangel, and we'll get you more diocesan news, including the 16th Fall Fundraiser that's going on at St. Francis of Assisi Church here in Amarillo as we continue with episode number 737 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, and we thank you for listening and supporting Catholic Radio here in the Diocese of Amarillo.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer for Catholic Radio. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. God our Father, we humbly seek your all-powerful blessing on the work we have begun and ask you to bring it to completion. Give success to the work of our hands. Lord Jesus, we seek your blessing on this radio station and ask you to consecrate it to the bold proclamation of your living word, proclaimed in the midst of your one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Guard us from the evil one and from all those who would sow destruction or despair. Keep us in communion of mind and heart with our Pope and bishops, upon whom we invoke your mercy. Spirit of God, rain upon our labors your sevenfold gifts, that we may make known in truth and love the voice of Jesus. Keep us ever faithful to your inspirations, always open to the truth, and never allow us to be conquered by pride. Create unity in our work and broadcast through us the seeds of the word. Make us instruments of reconciliation among all your people and of genuine renewal and reform. Mother of the Word incarnate, remember this work as you come into the presence of your Son. Help us to remain humble in the image of your own heart and guide us to the heart of your Son. Protect us from all evil and bring to us the God of life whom you bore in your womb and nursed at your breast. Help us to proclaim the greatness of the Lord and to ever rejoice in God our Savior. May the offering of our service and the prayer of the blessed Archangel Gabriel, patron of radio broadcasting, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Lord, show us your mercy and love, and grant us your salvation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Thank you for your continued support of Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo. May God continue to richly bless you and your loved ones. Here on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, we're kind of fond of talking about our diocesan entities, the Knights of Columbus, Kobe Prison Ministry, the Diocesan Museum and Archives, and others. And there's others that we're going to bring up and talk about as this program continues to progress. But one that we've really never touched on is the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Have you ever heard the mission statement for the DCCW? The Diocesan Council of Catholic Women acts through its members to support, empower, and educate all Catholic women in spirituality, leadership, and service. DCCW programs respond with gospel values to the needs of the church and society in the modern world. Hey, women of faith, you're invited to be members of the DCCW. Join this great organization of women and grow in faith while building lasting friendships and service with purpose. All women throughout the Diocese of Amarillo are encouraged to be members of the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Come serve, connect, and be blessed. Need to know more about the DCCW? Well, get in touch with Emily Sanchez, 806-676-0251. That's 806-676-0251. Or get in touch with Jeannie Friedel at 806-679-9144. There's a place for every woman in the Diocese of Amarillo in the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women. Call these two wonderful ladies and find out more. If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer to free 1,000 souls from purgatory. Our Lord told St. Gertrude the Great that the following prayer would release 1,000 souls from purgatory each time it is said. The prayer was later extended to include living sinners as well. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family, amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. It's the second half of episode 737 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Thank you for listening to Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray to St. Michael the Archangel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and you, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast down to hell Satan and the other evil spirits who prowl through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We continue with more diocesan news on this 737th episode of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. St. Francis of Assisi Church here in Amarillo hosting its 16th fall fundraiser Saturday, November 8th, 6 p.m. to midnight at the Parish Hall, 1 mile east of Tyson on Highway 60. Tickets are $125 per couple. Only 300 tickets are being sold. That ticket includes a steak dinner for two served until 8 p.m., dancing to live music from Chad Miller and the Good Fortunes, and complimentary beverages and soft drinks. There's also going to be a silent auction. The evening's top prize is a $4,000 Visa gift card, which will be given away in a reverse drawing. Second prize is a $1,000 Visa gift card. There's also going to be Calcutta boards. Event organizers say no one under the age of 21 will be admitted, and most major credit cards will be accepted for payment during the evening. Now, if you need to know more, maybe you'd like to purchase tickets or maybe donate items for a silent auction, get in touch with Leland Gable. His telephone number, 806-231-0066, 806-231-0066. Lots of meals going on the weekend of November 8th and 9th. St. Peter and Paul Church in Dumas with its 36th annual Thanksgiving dinner on Sunday, November 9th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That will be in the St. Peter and Paul Pastoral Center at 915 South Maddox in Dumas. Tickets for the dinner, $13 in advance, $15 at the door. The meal features turkey, dressing, mashed potatoes, and all the trimmings. Dine-in, carry-out, and limited delivery available. Dine-in will be through the east doors. Carry-out will be drive-through only on the west side. The dinner will also include a country store with homemade crafted items and a silent auction with door prizes. Tickets for the drawing can be obtained by calling the parish office during regular business hours, 806-935-5002, or you can get your ticket from any parishioner at St. Peter and Paul Church. Now, if you're interested in having your dinner delivered, and there is a very limited delivery area in the Dumas area, you're invited to call the parish office. But otherwise, if you need to know more, get in touch with Kelly Milas, 806-421-8981 in Perryton. Immaculate Conception Church with its annual turkey dinner, also on Sunday, November 9th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the parish hall at the corner of 15th Avenue and Jefferson Street. The menu featuring turkey and dressing with all the sides. Learn more about the dinner by calling the parish office at Immaculate Conception Church during regular business hours, 806-435-3802. St. Mary's Church in Umbarger hosting its 74th annual German sausage dinner Sunday, November 9th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the St. Mary's Parish Hall at 22830 Pondicita Road. Tickets for the meal, $20 each. Now, the meal will be served in the parish hall. There will be no drive-through service, but takeout meals will be available in the parish hall. Now, the public will also have an opportunity to purchase 2-pound bags of uncooked sausage and a tub of sauerkraut. A 2-pound package of sausage, $15 each. A tub of sauerkraut sold for $8 apiece. Everyone's invited to come to the Umbarger German sausage dinner and enjoy the great meal, but also stock up your freezer for the year with delicious German sausage and homemade sauerkraut that they started making late in the month of September, according to Harold Artho, the publicity chairman for this year's event. There's also going to be for sale homemade bread, baked goods, and the parish cookbook will also be sold as well. Now, there's also going to be a raffle for an opportunity to win from several donated items. Tickets for the raffle are $1 each. There's also going to be a children's train ride. St. Mary's Church will be open for tours during the festival. The church, which was built in 1929, was decorated with artwork completed in a 41-day period by Italian prisoners of war from Camp Hereford in 1945 and restored by Sorella Studios based in Clarendon in 2012 and 2013. And we'll talk a little bit more about the artwork here in just a couple of minutes. Artho encourages people to visit the parish website, stmarysumbarger.com, for updates and additional information on the dinner. Cash or check the preferred payment, but if you wish to use your debit or credit card, those will also be accepted. If you need to know more about the 74th annual German sausage dinner at St. Mary's Church in Umbarger, please call Harold Artho, 806-499-3446. The annual Remembrance Day program at Holy Cross Catholic Academy coming up Tuesday, November 11th. It starts at 10:45 a.m. in the HCCA Event Center at 4102 South Bonham, according to Holy Cross faculty member Donna Kerr, who puts it this way, and I quote her, "Our middle school drama students will lead this year's program to honor past and present military personnel. We invite the Holy Cross community to send us the names of their military family members and friends. We will honor them by reading reading their names, the branch, rank, and dates of service, and by showing any available photos they are provided. End of quote. Kerr also added that the school is honored to recognize all veterans, regardless of whether they're Catholic or attended any Catholic educational institutions. By the way, the Holy Cross National Honor Society is also wishing to add a military honor wall to the school to honor all military personnel who attended St. George's, Price College, Memorial High School, St. Mary's Cathedral High School, Alamo Catholic High School, or Holy Cross Catholic Academy. And Kerr puts it this way, this includes individuals who served during World War II, the Cold War, Korea, Vietnam, Grenada, Desert Storm, Desert Shield, Afghanistan, Operation Iraqi Freedom, and all United Nations and Allied encounters, as well as those who served during peacetime to defend and protect the citizens of the United States. This invitation also includes those who served in the National Guard. Now, she says, if you know of any members of the military who attended our Catholic high schools, please inform the school, even if you only know their names. She said they will search the records to find additional information. Now, if you need to know more about Remembrance Day at Holy Cross Catholic Academy on Veterans Day, Tuesday, November 11th, please call Donna Kerr at Holy Cross Catholic Academy, 806-355-9637, 806-355-9637. The Panhandle Franciscan Sisters of Christ the Light continue their initiative for teens and young adults. It's Worship Prayer Movie Night, and this happens on the third Friday of each month, for the most part, in the St. Francis House of Prayer at 125 John Paul Circle in Panhandle. Activities begin at 6 o'clock with a holy hour of praise and worship music, prayer, and a brief time of adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. There's also a simple meal served during a movie chosen for its relativity for faith and the modern world. Catholics and non-Catholics alike are welcome to attend. The next Worship Prayer Movie Night will be Friday, November 14th. It's not going to be on the third Friday of the month because of the Harvest of Blessings Gala, which we'll talk about in a bit. For additional information, please call Sancta Maria Convent in Panhandle, 806-537-3182. Catholic Charities of the Texas Panhandle hosting its annual Monte Carlo Night fundraiser, Friday, November 14th. That'll be in Arts of the Sunset at 3701 Plains Boulevard here in Amarillo. They are still seeking sponsors for this annual fundraiser. Price levels range from $1,000 to $25,000. For sponsorship information and other details about the annual Monte Carlo Night, which benefits the many programs at Catholic Charities, get in touch with Development Director Yara Haddad, 806-376-4571, extension 250, 806-376-4571, extension 250. Now let's talk Harvest of Blessings Gala. The 2025 Harvest of Blessings Gala to benefit the Franciscan Sisters of Christ the Light on Friday, November 21st at Chateau Event Center at 22001 Southeastern and Canyon. That's near the front gate of Paladura Canyon State Park. Look for more information about this at AmarilloDiocese.org, WestTexasCatholic.org, and in the Sunday, October 19th issue of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, which was sent out as a flock note on Monday. Hard copies available at your parishes on a first-come, first-served basis, or you can find copies at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 2100 North Spring during regular business hours, or at the Diocesan Pastoral Center lobby at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue during regular business hours. And before we take our break, the Christian Mother Society at Holy Family Church in Nazareth serving its annual Thanksgiving dinner Sunday, November 23rd, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. This will be in the Community Hall at 104 Thirst Street. Adult tickets are $15 each. Kids 10 and under eat for $10 each. The meal includes turkey and dressing with all the trimmings and homemade dessert. A raffle will also take place during the meal. Now, there's also going to be a holiday arts and crafts bazaar that is sponsored by the Nazareth Arts Club from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That will be in the CCD building adjacent to Holy Family Church. For additional information or to reserve a booth for the holiday arts and crafts bazaar, get in touch with Elaine Kern, 806-240-1453. That brings us to our final break in the program. We will pray for much-needed vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Life, and we'll get you up to date with more in the way of diocesan news, including details about some major celebrations going on at St. Mary's Church in Umberger as they note the 80th anniversary of the completion of the artwork by the Italian POWs from Camp Hereford next month. That's coming up in just a bit as we continue with episode 737 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Thanks for supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and thank you for supporting the Diocesan Office of Communications.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer to St. Carlo Acutis. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of St. Carlo Acutis, who embraced his faith with unwavering devotion and used his talent to spread your love in this digital age. As God's influencer, he showed the world that holiness is attainable in everyday life, inspiring young people to seek you with sincerity and joy. May his example remind us that technology can be a tool for evangelization and drawing hearts closer to your divine presence. Lord, we ask for St. Carlo's intercession. May his deep love for the Eucharist, his compassion for the poor, and his dedication to living a life of virtue serve as a beacon of hope for all generations. St. Carlo, pray for us that we may follow your path of humility, kindness, and unwavering trust in God. May we, like you, find joy in the Eucharist and strength in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We like to focus our attention on our great diocesan organizations during the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. One group deserving such attention are the Catholic Daughters of America. Now, we have two courts in the Diocese of Amarillo. There's Court 2472 at St. Martin de Porres Church, Amarillo, and Court 1368 at Holy Family Church in Nazareth. Catholic Daughters of America was formed in 1903. It's one of the oldest and largest organizations of Catholic women in the Americas. This national organization has some 55,000 plus due paying members in 1,150 courts in 45 states across the Fruited Plains in Puerto Rico, Mexico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands. Members strive to be helping hands where there is pain, poverty, sorrow, or sickness. The motto of Catholic Daughters of America is unity and charity. These women strive to be their absolute very best, giving their time, their energy, stewardship, hearts, and finances to help others in the service of Christ. You can find out more about Court 2472 of Catholic Daughters of America by getting in touch with Patty Linneman. Her telephone number, 806-679-7973. And you can find out more about Holy Family Church in Nazareth's Court 1368 by calling the parish at 806-945-2616. Catholic Daughters of America, another great organization in the Diocese of Amarillo, serving those in need throughout our diocese and in the United States. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us spend a minute in prayer to Saint Peregrine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O great Saint Peregrine, you have been called the Mighty, the Wonder Worker, because of the numerous miracles which you have obtained from God for those who have had recourse to you. For so many years you bore in your own flesh this cancerous disease that destroys the very fiber of our being, and who had recourse to the source of all grace when the power of man could do no more. You were favored with the vision of Jesus coming down from his cross to heal your affliction. Ask of God and Our Lady the cure of the sick whom we entrust to you, and we pray for all those who are sick that need this prayer. Aided in this way by your powerful intercession, we shall sing to God now and for all eternity a song of gratitude for his great goodness and mercy. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The final segment of episode 737 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Thank you for your support of Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and we thank you for your continued support of Catholic Communications in the Diocese of Amarillo as well. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, not just for the Diocese of Amarillo, but for the entire Universal Church. We'll follow that with a Hail Mary for an increase of vocations donations to the priesthood and religious life, and we encourage you to pray a Hail Mary a day for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life as we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, eternal Shepherd of souls, deign to look with eyes of mercy on this portion of your beloved flock. Lord, we need a greater number of priests. Multiply vocations and sanctify our priest more and more. We ask this through the intercession of the Immaculate Virgin Mary of Guadalupe, your sweet and holy mother. O Jesus, give us priests according to your heart. Amen. And for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And don't forget to please pray for our three fantastic seminarians, Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, and Benjamin Sego, and also, please continue to pray for the 8 men and their families who are discerning a vocation to the permanent diaconate by the grace of God. They will be ordained to the diaconate during a 10 o'clock Mass on Saturday, December 6th at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. We'll share more about that Mass as we draw ever so closer. And again, go to AmarilloVocations.org, AmarilloVocations.org for everything and anything you want to know about vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. Guadalupe Radio Network, 1010 AM, 94.5 FM, KDJW here in Amarillo, and on a low-power FM in Castro County near Nazareth at 105.5 FM, KHFNLP, is brought to you by you. Because of your prayers, your words of encouragement, your generous financial blessings, you continue to keep this Catholic radio ministry in operation now in our 20th year of serving you in this portion of Christ's Vineyard. If you haven't already, please consider becoming a monthly donor to this radio ministry. If you'd like to know more about being a monthly donor to the Guadalupe Radio Network, please go online to grnonline.com, grnonline.com. We thank each and every one of you who have and continue to bless this ministry with your prayers and financial blessings, and we pray that God will continue to abundantly bless you and yours. And do want to point out again, if you missed it, the West Texas Catholic website is back. WestTexasCatholic.org has been brought back from life support. And when you go there, scroll down, and to the left, you're going to find a link for the latest edition of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, which was sent out as a flock note on Monday. Hard copies available at parishes on a first-come, first-served basis this weekend. If you can't find one at your parish, go to the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 2100 North Spring. They have a limited number of papers there. Or come to the Diocesan Pastoral Center lobby at 4512 Northeast 24th Avenue here in Amarillo. We have a limited number of copies for you there as well. Now, again, back to the website. Go to the right of that. You're going to find a link to archived editions of newspapers going back to August 2009. To the right of that, you'll find a link to this program where you can hear the latest show before it airs. We usually post it Wednesday or Thursday. Sometimes we get lucky and post it on a Tuesday. We let you know in a Facebook post, so make sure you subscribe to our Facebook page, Amarillo Diocese, to keep up with the latest also that's going on there. Above that is the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. Brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. Make sure you bookmark stcapn.com. Keep up with the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, with Spiritual Battles, the show that Joshua Correa is doing. And there's more programs coming very, very soon at Cap'n. Under all those links, you're going to find a place to sign up for Flocknote, so you can keep up with the latest from the Diocese of Amarillo. So again, please bookmark westtexascatholic.org. Also, please bookmark, if you haven't already, Amarillo Diocese. Diocese.org. Visit those sites often. Keep up with what's going on in our diocese, and we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. We alluded to this in the last segment. Let's continue that train of thought. During a 41-day period that ended on December 8, 1945, the Italian prisoners of war stationed at Camp Hereford decorated St. Mary's Church Umbarger with artwork that continues to evoke a varied range of emotions nearly 80 years later. Well, this fall, St. Mary's Church Church is celebrating the 80th anniversary of the completion of the murals at the parish with a number of activities. Saturday, November 22nd, a bus trip to the Castro County Historical Museum in Dimmitt and to the Prisoners of War Camp outside of Hereford will be offered beginning at 10:30 a.m. Author Joe D. Rogers, who wrote his master's thesis about the camp, will give a presentation about the camp, and a tour of the camp to see the chapel is also scheduled. Lunch will be provided. Painted Sanctuary, Italian POWs, and the Umberger Community, the theme of a wine and cheese social, Friday, December 5th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. That'll be in the parish hall at St. Mary's Church in Umberger, 22830 Pondicita Road. Michaela Wegman will offer a presentation, and artifacts from the Panhandle Plains Historical Museum and Canyon will be on display. The following morning, Behind the Murals, Art Making and POW Camps will be presented on the St. Mary's Church grounds from 9 until noon. The morning includes mural viewing and discussion, plus an opportunity to create art with the help of art students from West Texas A&M University. Now, Panhandle Plains Historical Museum is helping parishioners at St. Mary's Church create an exhibition that will be on display from Friday, November 15th through Sunday, December 7th in the St. Mary's Parish Hall. Michaela Wegman's mom, Lori Wegman, puts it this way, and I quote, "Thanks to the Christian Mothers and Men's Group at St. Mary's Church who have graciously offered to assist with various details. We continue to seek more volunteers and sponsors for these events. Some of the proceeds from these events will go toward the upkeep of the POW Chapel," end of quote. Learn more about these events at St. Mary's Church by going online to stmarysumberger.com. stmarysumberger.com. Pre-registration for these events is encouraged so that ample food can be ordered and served. And finally, a day of reconciliation, Wednesday, December 3rd, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. That's presented by the Central Deanery of the Diocese of Amarillo. Need to know more? Please call St. Mary's Cathedral, 806-376-7204. And that's going to do it for another edition of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We thank you for listening to Catholic Radio and supporting the Office of Communications. Have a great week. Remember, abortion is not healthcare. Viva Cristo Rey.